Good afternoon. All right. In Illinois, one of the primary reasons for the high agricultural productivity of the state is a combination of the highly fertile soils as well as the optimal climate. So from an environmental as well as economic perspective, it's vital that we're able to protect our soils. So we want to maintain, if not improve, our soil quality. So one of the key questions that we want to answer is how do crop rotation and tillage affect those soils? So to answer that question, we use a multivariate approach using principal component analysis to evaluate how 20 different soil properties were affected by crop rotation and tillage. And these were soil properties were collected from samples taken from two long-term experimental studies located in Illinois. So just to start out, I'm going to show some results. Just the first two principal components, this is a scatter plot of the PC scores for rotation, the rotation PCA. So the PC scores from each of the PCs that were considered important or significant from this were evaluated using an ANOVA to determine if we could separate the rotations using those PC scores. So for this, I'm showing PC1 and PC2. These together explain about 40% of the variability, and both were significant for rotations in the ANOVA. Based on that, we should be able to separate the rotations, but if you look at the scatter plot, we're only able to separate our continuous soybean and our continuous corn. Those two extreme single crop rotations we were able to separate. However, the other two rotations that we looked at, corn-soybean and corn-soybean wheat, from the scatter plot you can see here, those PC scores were in the middle. We were not able to separate them from the others. As I mentioned, these are just the first two PCs. We did look further at the next four PCs, but even with those, we were not able to really do much more with those to separate the rotations any more than the continuous soybean and the continuous corn. When we look at the loadings that were highlighted in these PCs, we can see mainly two main groups that we can group them into. Soil properties related to soil organic matter dynamics, the soil organic carbon or total nitrogen, aggregate stability and microbial biomass, as well as some other soil properties that are probably related to the application of nitrogen fertilizer. Since we're only applying fertilizer to corn and wheat, that is one of the biggest differences between continuous soybean and some of the others in that rotation never has had, during the extent of the experiment, has never had nitrogen applied to it. So that came out as a key important component for these particular variables. For tillage, again, I'm only showing the first two PCs. For this variable, we only looked at the top 0 to 10 centimeters because based on an ANOVA results, differences between the tillage practices were only found in the top 10 centimeters. And again, this is about 40% of the variability explained with these two PCs, and they were both significant for separating our till and no-till, but as you can see, there is a lot of overlap between these observations and the PC scores. And again, we have our two groups for the loading, soil organic matter dynamics again, and then again related to pH, some nutrients related to that and other nutrients as well. This is probably because of stratification in the no-till where we have the accumulation of these properties in the surface that we don't see in tillage because it gets distributed throughout the soil profile. So overall, we are able to separate our single crop rotations but not any multi-crop rotations. We're only minimally successful at separating our tillage practices. So basically, we're seeing that these soils are highly resilient and we're only having minimal effects on them with our agronomic practices in these sites. So thank you.
The next talk is canceled, so we have final
Thank you.
Any questions?
Okay, so these sites were in place for 17 years. They have had these four rotations, and each of those rotations were split, it's a split plot arrangement, were split into till and no-till with four rotations at two different sites in Illinois. Any other questions? Right, that was something that I considered. I had actually gone ahead and done a PCA, and we were able to separate those, even though that wasn't the primary, I guess, purpose of this analysis. But I wanted to see from this was more originally to look at which soil quality indicators we could find from this, and then we were able to separate using this PCA. So basically that was the thinking behind this process. Thank you.